This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Tessa Vigeland. So we are talking about the cost of personal security on today's show, your online security, your physical security. But first, we are going to address economic security, both yours and the world's, because it was called into question yet again before the big elections in Greece last weekend. Our bureau chief, Heidi Moore, is here to help us out. Hello, Madir.
Hi, Tess.
So, you know, I know this happened a week ago, the Greek elections, but why I wanted to talk to you was because, quite frankly, I feel like every 6 months or so we are getting the crisis du jour. We heard that the debt ceiling debate last summer was going to send us all into a tailspin. And then we heard that the S&P downgrade last summer was going to send us into a tailspin. And we heard it again before the Greek elections. And now here we are. And I just feel like, you know, Chicken Little, the sky is falling.
That's true. And you can address those Chicken Little concerns to the politicians of the world for the most part,
right,
as well as to the traders in the market. The big issue here is that we are dealing with a tremendous amount of uncertainty, and all of these crises are real crises, but they have obvious solutions. The problem is, consistently, we have ignored those obvious solutions until the last minute. So it's kind of this cycle of drama addiction in the markets where, you know, people start signaling, people in the markets start saying, you know, we have a problem coming up. Did you hear about this problem?
Right.
Maybe you should look at this problem.
Right.
And then it gets ignored until we can reach quote unquote consensus, which is basically until everyone has thrown a tantrum and, you know, said their piece. And then they come to the conclusion that they would have come to in the first place.
Well, let's talk briefly about what happened then last week in Greece. It seems that folks are saying that what happened there meant that they will not quit the euro. So perhaps things will be OK. Are we OK now?
Well, for the time being, Greece still has its challenges. I mean, the fact that they made it through this election doesn't really change the underlying problems of the eurozone that we're very concerned about for our own financial health here in the U.S. Spain is in trouble. Italy is in trouble. Even Cyprus. Did you even know Cyprus was on this bailout
map?
No,
I did not.
They're in trouble because so many of their loans come from Greek banks.
Ugh.
So you have this continent-wide crisis, and it has so little really to do with an election, but everyone is looking for the flashpoint, right? When everything is this unstable, when you have this much kindling, what is going to be the fire that sets it off? And that's why everyone reacts to things like these elections.
All right. So then as an average investor, if you've got money in a 401k, if you've, you know, got some investments, you're worried about maybe your bank account. you know, it does seem like there's so much doom and gloom out there. How are you supposed to deal? Ignore?
If you ignore it and you get hurt later, that would be a really bad option.
Right.
But you do have to decide how much risk are you comfortable with, right? First of all, you don't want anything in the market that you can't afford to lose. That's a really difficult statement for a lot of people because our retirement accounts are in the market.
Right.
That's been the trend since 1990. But you want to look at, do you have enough liquid securities, enough to live on if everything really does blow up? And you can start from there. And then you can decide what kinds of risks with your investments you're willing to take.
Okay. So keep calm and buy bonds.
For now.
Okay. Heidi, thank you so much.
Thank you, Tess.